The plane was flying low and due to land when it came down in the tourist town of Pokhara.
The plane made a loud noise. We turned around and saw a bamboo tree fall down. I told my friend that the plane was falling to the ground. Then we heard a blast.
Rescue workers raced to the scene, finding parts of the wreckage on fire. Local people joined officials to search for bodies and survivors.
The incident was very tragic. The full force of the Nepal Army and the police have been deployed for rescue operations.
Security agencies have to accept this challenge. Difficult is a word that is not in our vocabulary. We are actively working to retrieve and identify the bodies as soon as possible and hand them over to the families.
The Yeti Airlines flight from Kathmandu was full of passengers. 15 of them were foreign nationals. Footage posted on social media shows the flight's final moments. The TwinPro ATR appears to make a sharp turn before coming down. Bystanders captured footage of flames rising from the wreckage.
It could be that the aircraft stalled. That's an aerodynamic stall when the speed is too low and one of the wings stops flying. In theory, that should never happen. If they had a sudden engine failure after takeoff, they should have been able to continue on the remaining engine.
Poor maintenance and lax standards have led to several fatal accidents in Nepal in recent years. Here in Nepal, flying can be challenging as it has some of the world's most remote runways surrounded by mountains and difficult terrain. It can be challenging for pilots to land in. The Yeti Airlines aircraft was reportedly 15 years old and equipped with an old transponder with unreliable data. An investigation into the cause is underway. Ramyata Limbu, Al Jazeera, Kathmandu.